Dear friends, welcome to tonight's special bedtime story. It's time to get comfortable, snuggle under your soft blankets, and let your eyes gently drift shut as we embark on a magical journey into the realm of dreams. As the stars twinkle above and the moon smiles down upon you, close your eyes and allow your imagination to take flight. Tonight, we have a beautiful tale to share with you, one that will fill your dreams with wonder and joy. But before we begin our enchanting adventure, here's a little secret for you. If you adore our soothing stories, remember to visit the Apple App Store and download our Hush Baby Sleep app. There, you can enjoy our sleep sounds without any interruptions, and they'll play for as long as your heart desires. Now let's dive into our bedtime story, where magic awaits and dreams come to life. Sleepy Bear's Cozy Den, a bedtime story for little people. Once upon a time, in a peaceful forest nestled between tall trees and a sparkling stream, there lived a furry, cuddly bear named Sleepy Bear. Sleepy Bear was known far and wide for his soft, warm fur and the gentle way he moved. But most of all, Sleepy Bear was known for his love of cozy naps. He stretched his furry paws, yawned a big bear-sized yawn, and blinked his sleepy eyes. "I think it's time for a little adventure today," Sleepy Bear mumbled to himself, though he still felt quite drowsy. The birds chirped merrily in the treetops, and the butterflies fluttered around, casting colorful shadows on the ground. As Sleepy Bear ambled along, he noticed a soft, snuggled-up squirrel named Sandy in her cozy tree nest. She was nestled among fluffy leaves, her little squirrel nose twitching as she dreamt of acorns. "Good morning, Sandy," Sleepy Bear rumbled softly. With the memories of the enchanted meadow in their hearts, Sleepy Bear and Benny found a cozy spot by the babbling brook to rest for the night. The forest watched over them, knowing that their gentle adventure was filled with moments of beauty and friendship. And so, with a heart full of gratitude and a smile on their faces, Sleepy Bear and Benny closed their eyes, ready to dream of more adventures, more enchantment, and more heartwarming moments in the forest they loved so dearly. As Sleepy Bear and Benny continued their gentle adventure through the forest, they knew that their journey was coming to an end. The days had been filled with wonder, friendship, and enchantment, but it was time to return to their familiar, cozy places. One morning, as the forest woke up to the gentle kiss of sunlight, Sleepy Bear and Benny stood at the edge of the meadow, their hearts filled with gratitude for the memories they had made. Benny turned to Sleepy Bear and said, "Sleepy Bear, I will always cherish our adventures together. You've shown me the magic of the forest and the beauty of friendship." Sleepy Bear smiled warmly and replied, "And you, my dear friend, have made this adventure even more special. You've brought a new light to my gentle journeys, and I'm grateful for every moment." Sandy peeked out with half-closed eyes and said, "Oh, hello, Sleepy Bear." With a heartfelt hug, Sleepy Bear and Benny bid farewell to the enchanted meadow and began their journey back home. Along the way, they passed by Sandy's tree nest, Robbie's burrow, Olivia's tree, and the babbling brook. Each place held memories of their adventures and the friends they had met. When they reached the cozy den beneath the giant oak tree, Sleepy Bear said, "This is where I call home, Benny. It's a place where I rest and dream, and I'd like to share it with you." Benny's eyes sparkled with happiness, and he replied, "I'd be honored to share your den, Sleepy Bear." And so, Sleepy Bear and Benny settled into the cozy den, their hearts full of contentment. They knew that even though their gentle adventure had come to an end, their friendship would continue to grow stronger with each passing day. As the forest embraced them in its comforting embrace, Sleepy Bear and Benny closed their eyes, ready to dream of the adventures, the enchantment, and the heartwarming moments they had shared. And so, in the heart of the forest, beneath the protective branches of the giant oak tree, Sleepy Bear and Benny drifted into a peaceful slumber, knowing that they had found a lifelong friend in each other, and that their cozy homecoming was the sweetest ending to their gentle adventure. "I was just enjoying the most delightful dream about nutty acorns." Sleepy Bear chuckled and replied, "Well, you enjoy your dream, Sandy. I'm off on a little adventure today." Sandy wished Sleepy Bear a good journey, and he continued his gentle stroll through the forest. Along the way, he met a drowsy rabbit named Robbie, curled up in a sun-warmed burrow, and a half-asleep owl named Olivia, perched high in her tree. As Sleepy Bear made his way deeper into the forest, he knew that his adventure was just beginning. He felt his eyelids grow heavy, and a soothing sense of calm washed over him. Sleepy Bear found a cozy spot beneath a dappled tree canopy, the leaves forming a natural blanket. He closed his eyes and settled into the soft grass. The gentle sounds of the forest, the rustling leaves, and the chirping birds serenaded him to sleep. And so, with a heart full of warmth and a smile on his furry face, Sleepy Bear drifted into a peaceful slumber. The forest watched over him, knowing that Sleepy Bear's adventures would continue, one gentle nap at a time. Sleepy Bear continued his gentle adventure through the forest, each step taking him deeper into the heart of the woods. The sun filtered through the trees, creating a warm and dappled path for him to follow. As Sleepy Bear strolled along, he heard the gentle sound of flowing water. Curiosity piqued. He followed the soothing melody until he reached the babbling brook that wound its way through the forest. There, by the crystal clear water, he discovered a furry little creature with a bushy tail, curled up on a mossy rock. It was a sweet, slumbering beaver named Benny. "Hello there," Sleepy Bear whispered, not wanting to disturb Benny's nap. Benny stirred, his eyes fluttering open. "Oh, hello," he said with a friendly smile. "I'm Benny the Beaver. Who might you be?"
"I'm Sleepy Bear," Sleepy Bear replied with a yawn.
I'm on a gentle adventure today, meeting new friends in the forest. Benny nodded in understanding and said, Well, I'm delighted to make your acquaintance, Sleepy Bear. Would you like to rest by the babbling brook for a while? It's the coziest place in the forest. Sleepy Bear gladly accepted Benny's invitation. He settled down beside the babbling brook, the gentle sound of the flowing water lulling him into a peaceful state of relaxation. As they sat together, Sleepy Bear and Benny talked about their favorite napping spots, the beauty of the forest, and the sense of calm that came with being in nature. They agreed that the babbling brook was the perfect place to meet and make new friends. Benny shared stories of the dam he was building downstream and the tasty bark he enjoyed munching on. Sleepy Bear talked about the gentle adventures he had embarked upon, meeting Sandy the squirrel, Robbie the rabbit, and Olivia the owl. Before long, the forest seemed to embrace them in a warm, cozy hug, and Sleepy Bear's eyelids grew heavy once more. He leaned against the mossy rock, Benny by his side, and let the soothing sounds of the babbling brook lull him into a gentle slumber. Benny, now well rested, watched over Sleepy Bear as he slept, grateful for the new friend he had made. The babbling brook continued its gentle song as the forest whispered tales of friendship and restful moments in the heart of nature. And so, with a sense of peace and the knowledge that new friends were always waiting to be discovered, Sleepy Bear and Benny basked in the coziness of the babbling brook, their dreams entwined with the forest's timeless stories. After a peaceful rest by the babbling brook, Sleepy Bear and Benny continued their gentle adventure through the forest. The sun dipped lower in the sky, casting a warm golden glow over the trees. As they walked, Sleepy Bear noticed something magical happening above them. The first stars of the evening were beginning to twinkle in the sky. Look, Benny, Sleepy Bear said, his voice filled with wonder. The stars are coming out to say goodnight. Benny gazed up at the starry sky with wide eyes. Oh, how beautiful, he exclaimed. I've never stayed up late enough to see the stars before. They look like tiny diamonds in the velvet night. Sleepy Bear smiled and said, The stars are like little nightlights in the sky, watching over us while we sleep. I think we should find a cozy spot to enjoy the starry night together. Benny agreed, and they ventured deeper into the forest until they came upon a small clearing. It was the perfect spot to lie down and gaze at the sky. They nestled in the soft grass, their eyes fixed on the twinkling stars. As they watched the stars, Sleepy Bear began to tell Benny stories about the constellations. He pointed to a group of stars that formed a shape like a bear and said, That one's called Ursa Major, the Great Bear. It looks a bit like me, doesn't it? Benny laughed softly and said, Yes, Sleepy Bear, it does. And what about that cluster of stars over there? Sleepy Bear continued to share stories of the night sky. The tale of the heroic hunter Orion, the graceful swan Cygnus, and the mischievous twins Castor and Pollux. The stories seemed to come to life as they watched the stars twinkle. As the night grew darker, Sleepy Bear and Benny felt a sense of calm and connection with the universe. The forest around them was still and quiet, and the only sound was the gentle rustling of leaves in the breeze. "I've never experienced anything quite like this," Benny whispered, his voice filled with awe. Sleepy Bear replied, "The night sky has a way of making us feel small and connected at the same time. It's a reminder that we're all part of something much bigger than ourselves." Benny nodded in agreement, and they continued to watch the stars until their eyelids grew heavy. The peaceful serenade of the forest and the twinkling stars above lulled them into a serene slumber. And so, beneath the starry sky, Sleepy Bear and Benny shared a night of wonder and dreams. They knew that the forest held endless beauty, and that their gentle adventure was far from over. With a contented sigh, Sleepy Bear and Benny closed their eyes, ready to drift into a world of dreams beneath the watchful gaze of the stars. After their night beneath the starry sky, Sleepy Bear and Benny continued their gentle adventure through the forest. The dawn painted the sky in soft shades of pink and gold, and the world seemed to come alive with the promise of a new day. As they walked along a winding path, they noticed a magical glow in the distance. The glow led them to a breathtaking meadow, bathed in the soft light of the morning sun. The meadow was filled with colorful wildflowers that swayed gently in the breeze. "It's like a dream come true," Benny whispered in awe. Sleepy Bear nodded and said, "I've heard tales of this enchanted meadow, where the flowers dance and the butterflies sing." As they stepped into the meadow, they discovered that the tales were true. The flowers seemed to come to life, their petals swaying in graceful rhythms. Butterflies flitted from flower to flower, their wings creating a melody of colors. Sleepy Bear and Benny couldn't help but join in the dance of the meadow. They twirled and swirled, their laughter blending with the songs of the butterflies. The flowers whispered stories of the forest, tales of friendship and beauty. In the heart of the meadow, they met a gentle doe named Daisy, her eyes as soft as the morning mist. Daisy had been enjoying the meadow's enchantment, and she welcomed Sleepy Bear and Benny with a warm smile. "Hello, dear friends," Daisy greeted them. "Isn't this meadow simply magical? It's a place where dreams come alive and hearts find peace." Sleepy Bear and Benny agreed wholeheartedly. They spent the day in the enchanted meadow, sharing stories, making daisy chains, and savoring the sweetness of the moment. As the sun began to set, casting a golden glow over the meadow, Sleepy Bear and Benny knew it was time to leave. They bid farewell to the dancing flowers, the singing butterflies, and their new friend Daisy. As they ventured back into the forest, Sleepy Bear and Benny felt a sense of wonder and contentment. They knew that the Enchanted Meadow held a special place in their hearts, a place where they had shared laughter and dreams. We've reached the end of our sleep story. Thank you, dear little dreamers, for joining us in this enchanting journey into dreamland tonight. For uninterrupted serenity, check out our Hush Baby Sleep app on the Apple App Store. It's perfect for infants, newborns, and toddlers, ensuring the best sleep with soothing baby sleep sounds.